This is an Audio Holdings production.
The Wrong Shape. Certain of the great roads going north out of London continue far into the country, a sort of attenuated and interrupted spectre of a street, with great gaps in the building, but preserving the line. Here will be a group of shops, followed by a fenced field or paddock, and then a famous public house, and then perhaps a market garden or a nursery garden, and then one large private house, and then another field, and another inn, and so on. If anyone walks along one of these roads, he will pass a house which will probably catch his eye, though he may not be able to explain its attraction. It is a long, low house, running parallel with the road, painted mostly white and pale green, with a veranda and sunblinds, and porches capped with those quaint sort of cupolas, like wooden umbrellas, that one sees in some old-fashioned houses. In fact, it is an old-fashioned house, very English and very suburban, in the good old wealthy Clapham sense. And yet the house has a look of having been built chiefly for the hot weather. Looking at its white paint and sun-blinds, one thinks vaguely of puggarees and even of palm trees. I cannot trace the feeling to its root. Perhaps the place was built by an Anglo-Indian. Anyone passing this house, I say, would be namelessly fascinated by it, would feel that it was a place about which some story was to be told. And he would have been right, as you shall shortly hear. For this is the story of the strange things that did really happen in it, in the Whitsuntide of the year 18-blank. Anyone passing the house on the Thursday before Whitsunday at about 4:30 p.m. would have seen the front door open, and Father Brown of the small church of St. Mungo come out, smoking a large pipe in company with a very tall French friend of his.